the Fromm brothers might be said to have been as sly as a fox. That's because their business plan led them to develop the silver fox, an animal that brought them fame and fortune. It's today's feature, brought to you by my friends at Exmark, who remind you to get exclusive savings by texting Exmark to 283-342. That's 283-342 today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Gary Gisselman at the Historical Society in Wausau, Wisconsin, knows much about the story of some famous brothers.
The Fromm brothers' story in Marathon County is quite unique. Four brothers who eventually, in the early part of the 1900s, would set on about a mission, really, to raise the silver fox.
It was a unique idea, but one that would take time to develop.
Somehow, somewhere, they saw the uniqueness of this specific type of silver fox. And this led them to say, we're going to do this. We're going to go out and create a silver fox fur farm.
But a true silver fox didn't exist. They would need to selectively breed the animal to get the desired outcome. And that required money and time.
So they had to raise ginseng, and they raised a lot of other monies that they would eventually lead them to acquiring silver fox and then breeding of them and turning this into a major industry right here in Marathon County.
Christine Martin says that once the silver fox had been bred for its pelts, it attracted worldwide attention.
It did pull people from across the U.S., but also across the world, London and so forth. These guys came and they would gather and sell hundreds of pelts at just enormous amounts of money.
Their fame and fortune continued to grow, and we'll have more next time. As we travel the countryside, in Hamburg, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McRae.